We'll continue with some more devotional readings by J.C. Ryle, a 19th century pastor in the Church of England, on prayer. This is a three-part series on prayerfulness. Suffer me, then, as a companion of the Christian warfare, to offer you a few words of exhortation. We must pray. We cannot give it up. We must go on. So first I commend to your attention the importance of reverence and humility in prayer. Let us never forget what we are and what a solemn thing it is to speak with God. Let us beware of rushing into His presence with carelessness and levity. Let us say to ourselves, I am on holy ground. This is no other than the gate of heaven. If I do not mean what I say, I am trifling with God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So let us keep in mind the words of Solomon, be not rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and you are upon the earth. Ecclesiastes 5:2. When Abraham spoke to God, he said, I am but dust and ashes. And when Job spoke, he said, I am vile. Let us do likewise. Second, I commend to you the importance of praying spiritually. I mean by this that we should labor always to have the direct help of the Spirit in our prayers, and beware above all things of formality. There's nothing so spiritual but that it may become a form, and this is especially true of private prayer. We may insensibly get into the habit of using the fittest possible words and offering the most scriptural petitions, and yet we may do it all by rote without feeling it, and walked daily around an old beaten path like a horse in a mill. I desire to touch this point with caution and delicacy. I know that there are certain great things we daily want, and that there is nothing necessarily formal in asking for these things in the same words. When the world and the devil and our hearts are daily the same, of necessity, we must daily go over old ground. But this I say, we must be very careful on this point. If the skeleton and outline of our prayers are by habit almost a form, let us strive that the clothing and filling up of our prayers be as far as possible of the Spirit. I commend to you in the next place the importance of making prayer a regular business of life. I might say something of the value of regular times in the day for prayer. God is a God of order. The hours for morning and evening sacrifice in the Jewish temple were not fixed as they were without a meaning. Disorder is eminently one of the fruits of sin. But I would not bring any under bondage. This only I say, that it is essential to your soul's health to make praying a part of the business of every 24 hours of your life. Just as you allot time to eating and sleeping and business, so allot time to prayer. Choose your own hours and seasons. At the very least, speak with God in the morning before you speak with the world, and speak with God at night after you've done with the world. But settle it down in your minds that prayer is one of the great things of every day. Do not drive it into a corner. Do not give it the scraps, leavings, and parings of your day. Whatever else you make a business of, make a business of prayer. I commend to you in the next place the importance of perseverance in prayer. Once having begun the habit, never give it up. Your heart will sometimes say, we have had family prayers. What mighty harm if we leave private prayer undone? Your body will sometimes say, you are unwell, sleepy, weary, you need not pray. Your mind will sometimes say, you have important business to attend to today. Cut short your prayers. Look on all such suggestions as coming direct from the devil. They are all as good as saying, neglect your soul. I do not maintain that prayers should always be of the same length, but I do say, let no excuse make you give up prayer. It is not for nothing that Paul said, continue in prayer, Colossians 4:2, and pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. He did not mean that men should be always on their knees, as the old sect called the Eucharites supposed, but he did mean that our prayers should be like the continual burnt offering, a thing steadily preserved in every day, that it should be like seed time and harvest, summer and winter, a thing that should unceasingly come round at regular seasons, that it should never be like the fire on the altar, not always consuming sacrifices, but never completely going out. Never forget that you may tie together morning and evening devotions by an endless chain of short ejaculatory prayers throughout the day. Even in company, business, or in the very streets, you may be silently sending up little winged messengers to God, as Nehemiah did in the very presence of Artaxerxes. And never think that time is wasted that is given to God. A nation does not become poorer because it loses 1 year of working days and seven by keeping the Sabbath. A Christian never finds he is a loser in the long run by persevering in prayer.